Halachas of tachshiten of different ornaments that if a person is allowed to go with on Shabbos, siftez vav, the bottom of the alf and alf. Yitzis bekesha, she could go out with this a knot, sha'isin l'refuas, that they do for healing of kituf ayin hara, of the snatching of the evil eye, she'll just like that, she'll not dominate her. Ubamayi chakasha muhudik ba'azna, and also with the piece of cloth that's tied and tightly wrapped ba'azna in her ear. And with the piece of cotton or cloth that's in her sandal, hakasha b'sandala, it's tied onto her sandal. With a sandal, luminal has a stumim kotzad, and the sandals and shoes that are closed off on all sides. I feel like in a kasha, even if it's not tied, mutter is permitted. And also for the piece of cloth that they prepare for when she's menstruating. Hagosah dama, shalai, as we continue to the days, yipul dama lao, be tzareno, that the blood should not, that's from her menstruation, should not fall on her and pain her. That's precisely the name of the place. Says Mechaba further, I feel like in a kasha, even though it's not tied, since it's repulsive, we're not concerned that maybe she's going to take it. I feel like yeshla beisyad, even if it has a handle. But pilpul regarding pepper, begargo malach, and with a granule of salt, v'chol baisim, and any aromatic spice, shetitin l'kipia, that she puts into her mouth. Bavad, as long as she titin l'kipia b'Shabbos, as long as she does not initially put in her mouth on Shabbos, and the nafal, and if it falls out, l'itachzeh shenol, put it back in. V'vote shekayim regarding stockings, shekayshim b'mashicha sav shekayo, that she ties with a string around her thighs. Afa b'shein b'mashicha k'shubhem, even though that the string is not knotted onto them, but like Hashem, Hashem, Yisrael, Shlomat, I'm not concerned that it's going to fall down to the bottom. The Yitzib, it's other. She can go with it's other, some type of a ring. Shemanichim Mizraya, that you put onto the arm, or Bashaik onto the thigh. Behush, they dvuk labos, as long as it's connected to the flesh, like the Shemin, and it won't fall off. Yesh Mishah Yisrael Bashal Zraya. Some say it's forbidden with the one of the arm. It says Mishbur Siv Katan Lametes. We said she could go out with this kesher. It's not that they make lerefuas kitu v'chulu. Not there, it seems from the bezmanim. In their times, he's a badik lerefu. This was checked that for healing purposes. And therefore, it's like a professional amulet. And it's not applicable that you might take it off and show it off. No, it's not a thing of beauty. Sharatin Islam and he says. That's from the Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin Mabeis. It's seemingly typical from over here on Shita Sri that he holds that even one lachash in a different letter is not effective. And the Bryce is comparing them, a Kameya of a Ksav and the Kameya of a Karin. The Gemara should have answered, it's talking about that those among themselves were not yet vetted yet. So it says you got to look into this a little bit more. Sivkat and Mem. And with a Moich, that's Hakasha Mukudik. That's knotted and attached in her ear. Because if not, we could say it might fall, she might have to carry it. Sivkat mem aleph, that it was in her ear. It's made to absorb the moisture of the waste matter of the ear. Sivkat mem beis. Or with the moich, the cloth, shebisandala, that's in her sandal, that's latinic, that's for comfort, for pleasure. Because they here also to be in the kesha that you needed to be tied, because the insole might fall and you might come to carry it, which is not the case by the cloth that she puts in for her menstruation. A filling meeple, even if it's in the fall, she cut the clutch, not going to take it off, because it's disgusting. So it's hakasher bisandala, it's tied onto her sandal. Something from the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, the bezela beaten mahud, the kir doesn't have to be tightly fastened. And b'chein kasa b'teza Shabbos, as written say b'teza Shabbos, which Sharetzi and Lamed Zayin says, even though the Rif it's brought explicitly regarding this, that you need also mahudik. However, it seems you don't have to be stringent, because according to Rashi, you don't need to have mahudik at all, even by the moich shabba ozna, like they go down the ground rice. And the Rambam also does not mention mahudik. And then he says afterwards, I found in his pirush on the Mishnah, that he writes explicitly that whether in the ear or in the heel, you need kesha mahudik. So he says, yeah, it's tzarachi, and you have to look into that further. Sivkat and Mem Daud. Or you could wear a shoe and the sandal that's closed and cold side from all sides. Lafuke fantine shalanu, which is like these slippers, these home shoes, as you can see them in the bays. Yesh chashashu, then there's a concern, man, the kashu, it's not tied on. The manafal vaslatuye, that they might slip off and you might come to carry them. Sivkat memhei, he said, and also the moich that she prepares for her need, which Ramah says that the blood should not fall on her and be yatsira and pain her. But if if she's only doing it so that to save from getting dirty, that just so that our garment should not get red and bloody, then aser it's forbidden. It's only because of the physical pain that we allowed it. Sivkat mem vav. And we said that even if the cloth has a base yad, for hamaych, for this cloth that's inserted, that she could hold on to the mech with a handle. We're letting you know that even so, mostly mishkalei, it's still disgusting to take it, and she won't carry it. Sivkat nem zayin. Also, the pilpul begargar melech, pilpul, the pepper is lorech hapez for bad breath. Umelech, and the salt is lochel shenayim, it's for a tooth ailment. She could have that in her mouth, and all type of fragrant spices. Sivkat nem ches bovad b'chulu, as long as she did not put initially on Shabbos. Hay bovad, this is bovad. Loi koi elad the samachli. It's not going only what was near it, meaning that what she puts into her mouth. Sharatzid in her mouth says, Nalak the Magen Ram is not sure about this. Because of Alarishal in Maich, regarding the earlier case of the Maich, that doesn't apply. The Shaman there, I feel like it's even initially, Mutim Shabbos is allowed to insert on Shabbos. That's Kamachrim, the opinion of many later authorities, the Radin Simming is the Mutim and Tevon like it's killed by Shabbos, but in Alam Shalanu, the one that's permitted to put straw initially on Shabbos in our shoes, a swimming called Tzad that's closed in old size. And it's appropriate to be stringent regarding some libya satirical unless it's necessary. Like we said, not to put in on Shabbos. Sivkat mem tes. As long as Shleitit Nemechulu should not put initially on Shabbos, the Bechol Revu, by all healing, Gazim Shem Shkikis Hamaman. We decreed because of grinding herbs. So since here there's a healing element, you just can't put in your mouth on Shabbos for that reason. Or you know, additionally, Mishum Demetzi Kilo Maremes Laitzi, or a different, actually totally different reason, is because it looks like as if you're being deceptive to carry it out. You're putting it in your mouth and then you're walking outside. Which is not the case by the Maich that we mentioned. It's obvious that she needs it for her menstruation. He says, it doesn't look like she's being deceptive to carry it out. And Sivkat Nun, so we said, if these things fall out, then you can't put them back. Hatam the reason is, then it looks like as if you're being deceptive to carry it out. But like we mentioned before, which Sharatin Ezbem Dalit says, look at Magen Avraham, that according to this reason, it's forbidden also on a vessel. But in our times, according to many places, it would seem that you can rely on the second reason. Because Vieshim, some say that actually the Ikar Tam Hurak Mishum, the primary reason actually is because the Zedem can seem like a Tchila. If it falls down, then it looks like you're initially putting it in, and then they should decree for this also, because we said there's two reasons, because of grinding herbs. According to this reasoning, you should not make it forbidden to put it back, even if it fell on the ground. Even if it fell on the vessel, regarding a bandage that falls down, there's anything would apply over here. When we're saying it falls, specifically it falls on the ground, not if it falls on something else like a cleat. Sivkat nun aleph. And regarding stockings, she'kayshim b'chulu, that would tie with a string around her thighs. Afila im hamashichu dvar noi, even if the string is something of beauty, gamkin la b'chal tachshur, it's not included in the ornament, the name of it, you can say the shelf of machavi that she can take it up and show it off. Do tzarek lamabush, because she needs it for her garment. You could base your shelf begedim, it's like the handle of her stockings. V'gam avad l'shelf, she's not going to take it off. Shleipu b'habati shekayim, she doesn't want her stockings to fall down. Sivkatan nun beis, she ties b'mashicha with a string b'shibale halakit b'shari yishanim isa b'mashicha ibritzua with a string or with a strap. B'zenichem hashasim, now it makes sense what he concludes. That we're not concerned that they're going to come to lower it down because v'mashicha ibritzua, it's going on the string and the strap. B'chimuch b'smak, that's what sounds like from the smak. Sivkatan nun gimel, we said she could go out beitz adish amenichem mizraya. Look, I'm bir alacha the maskel b'yedz the marriage amenicha with toma which she plays a mahatka basar and she puts it tightly on her flesh, below the katanis mamala, not on her garment on above. And Valkem with the different permitted Lechashin Shatusha Batach, they would not concern she can take it off and show it off. Tlay's Galas Goya, she doesn't want her arm to be uncovered. But Zatamukam can not check it, the same reason applies to her thighs. But Yashaism Srilu, the ones who say it's forbidden hold, the Davka Beshek Mikalin Matamazay, no, it's specifically by the size we're leaning for that reason, but actually she wouldn't be as concerned regarding her arm, and therefore it'd be forbidden. Sivkat Nun Dal. So he said, you go out with this it's Ado, this the bracelet, if it should take Dvuka B'chulu, that it should be tight. Because Dimi Rafui, if it's loose, Chashin Jabatibu, a concern might fall, but Asla Twin, that she might come to carry. Siv Tezain, says Machabe, B'chomashi Yechel Lotzis, whatever she could go out with, Yechel Latir B'shus Rabim,
And meaning, as the Mishnah explains, Sibkan and Heyuchila Tiro, you could go in Chagirasa, let's say her belt, anything similar. And by the time the reason is Chalad Vam Shavagin Lasiran, anything that is the norm that to take it off, Asa Chazal Lotsa Ben Mebesa, the sages said, forbidden for her to go out with it from her house. Kishi Labusha Ben, when she's wearing them. The Shemekisha Tisrena, Achka Bushazam, because maybe when she's going to subsequently remove it in the street, Tishkach Shu Shabbos, Vasa Tush, she's going to get it at Shabbos, she's going to carry it. Of the Vam Shem Tes Lotsa Ben Mebesa, but that's what the Sif is told me. Whatever she's allowed to go out with from her house, Bishamisha Inregulasim, because she doesn't usually take off, Muteris Likshur Lahat, Bishazam, she's allowed to tie it and untie it in the street to Mamanafshaki, either way. She is a chudah Shabbos, but she's a tarbish. She's going to remember Shabbos when she's untying it. Lo asa tush, she's not going to come to carry it. Vimliti is a chudah Shabbos, and she's not going to remember Shabbos. Afilam nesel lahat lahasin. And if you're going to say it's forbidden to untie it and remove it, loyel, it's not going to be effective. It says Taisus, and therefore we should a regular case, you let her untie it in the street, and we're not concerned that she's going to come to carry it. Be'alacha and divrei maschil. That she could go out with this bracelet. So look, Morgan Ram Sibkon Yud Beis, that depends this halacha and she just taste in Rashi that the place can mention Sevtes. And that Tzada, on this case, what the Morgan Ram is going like the Achrin, right? And according to this, the Shulchan Aruch HaSaisim, in the first opinion, that's the Iker, like Shitza Taisis, and the truth is over the Mbeis Seisim, it sounds like that he holds like a Pirish Rashi, and the Taish Shabbos already wonders on this over there. However, anyways, the words of Morgan Ram are very wondrous, that because he makes this halacha dependent on Shitza Taisis that they hold, that Bichus is not a tachshit, and they hold the same thing as atzada for them. And the truth is not similar at all. Biris is included in the rings of vessels, which function for the stockings, and therefore they're not called a tachshit, and therefore it's tahar. It's not it doesn't have tumas kalim. Same thing is that you go out with it on Shabbos, which is not the case by atzada. So you put on the arm that it is tummy, as the pasuk says, and therefore it is a tachshit. So why are you allowed to go out with it on Shabbos? And people got already points this out, and also the words of the Shulchan Aruch are quoted from the Rambam, and there it's mashma explicitly that it's a tachshit. And the truth is, it's clear. The way the Prima Gadim comes out, that the reason why the heter is like it sounds like from the Rambam, that on the tzadah that you put on the arm on our thighs, that the heter is because it's from the tachshit, and that it's not her norm to show it to people. And it appears to me, says the Be'alacha, that it's told me that tzadah is placed on the flesh of her arm, literally beneath her shirt. And that's what it sounds like a little bit from what he concludes, Vuhushite Tabuka, that should be connected. And then with the Rambam holds that when I can turn this, she's going to take it up to show it off. She doesn't want to uncover her arm, because that's also not from the ways of Tznias, like by her thigh. And the Yashanim, they hold that, no, definitely by her sheikh, we say that she's not going to take it up and show it off, and not by her arm. And according to this, it's not a sheikh at all, the plukta of this sif, to what it says in Sif Tez that we mentioned. Some say that it is forbidden by the arm. Now the Rav Magid writes that that's what's obvious from Rashi, that it's not permitted only by Biris that's on the thighs, that she's not going to take it off and show it off, that her stockings don't fall, which is not the case by her arm. Now according to what we wrote previously, the Rambam's talking about its other that's literally on the flesh of the arm. According to my humble understanding, it's possible that also Rashi would agree to this for the Rambam. However, he says afterwards, I saw in the Biar Grod that he disagrees with the Rav Magid on the other way, that he writes according to Sfaras Rashi, by actually the ring that's on her thigh also is not permitted, because we don't permit only by beers that's on the Boteh Shekhaim for that reason, which is not the case by a bracelet, by some type of a ring that's on her thighs, literally. Maybe people will take it off, not in front of people, and then come afterwards to show it to people. That's the content of what he intends to say. Some of the Dirshu 23 in middle, to go out to the street with a moich dachuk, which is a woman when she's doing her hefsik taira and she wants to start the shibnikim, she has a cloth that's pushed in oisim akim. The Tshuva's Mechaz Yitzchak writes that it's forbidden, and he's inclined to say that there's even going to be isim in that taira, because that's the way of you how you carry it out, what she needs for her body. Tshuva's Mechaz Yitzchak writes that even to make her adin, it's possible to permit for her to go out with this moich, because its whole placing is only a chumr ba'alma. It's not considered the derech beitzah. We don't find chacham to be good in that. However, since we don't find explicitly that to permit it, it is appropriate to be stringent regarding this. The opinion of Shlomo Zalman is that since we don't find the Gedolei Adar's warning regarding this, and specifically according to the opinion of the Chavos Das and Yeridei Sim Kopei Dal, that sometimes Yishin needs to have a meich dachik 2 or 3 days, and also doesn't mention that there's a specific hatred to put a meich dachik on Shabbos even in the house, in a city that has a Rosh Hashanah Gomer, where according to those who hold that whatever you now let her wear into the street, you now go even in your house, as Britain Shochanach later in Sibyut Ches, so it's possible to say that since this Haitzah is only Midrabanan, and also that's normal of kosher women, that they need a Meichtach every single month to be permitted to their husbands, the Meich is considered one of our garments, and therefore actually would be permitted. Dish number 24, pepper that helps for the bad breath, the Tosfos writes, in the name of the Bar Tanura, that it's not the pepper that was found in our times. Look what the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in Sefer Test. Now, regarding creating a smell in the person's body, the Machrim have a disagreement if that's permitted on Shabbos. Look at the Heretiv Simtov Kofi Alav. It's written in Shubis Shilas Yaivitz, not to bring a raya that's permitted to do that from this, that you're allowed to put the peppercorn for the bad breath, because you don't put the peppercorn in the mouth to create a new smell in the mouth, it's just to remove the bad smell that there is over there. Addition number 25, a sick person that has to go out to the street with a certain medication that he might need at any point in time. For example, let's say people with diabetes that have to go with insulin. Some zaman holds that since right now you're not using them, you cannot permit to go out with it to Rosh Hashanah, only if you take it out in the shinri, for example, let's say in his head, and to a place that's not a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah, and for a tzarech mitzvah, and so to not to take out more than what you might possibly need. He adds on that's not similar to what a woman is permitted to go out every place with the granule of salt or the pepper or something similar, because these things are healing and their function is right now for the body, and therefore she's allowed to go out with it. He adds on the Shemir Shabbos Kal Chasa that if someone goes out with these medications, should be careful not to stop in the middle of their walking in Rosh Hashanah. In such a situation that even if they're going to go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Gemurah, it's only going to be rabbinic if you don't stop. However, if you stop in the middle of the road, you can continue going because it's considered like an Akira in an abnormal way, and therefore it would be permitted. Dish number 26, that Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkot Memches, that regarding the Moich, that even like a Tchila is permitted on Shabbos. The reason for this, writes the Shulchan Aruch Rav, since it's recognizable why she's putting this cloth in her ears or in her sandals, so you don't have to be concerned that it looks like she's being deceptive to carry it out. That for this reason is why it's forbidden like a Tchila to do it on Shabbos, as brought later on Sivkot Memches. Now, even putting some type of a cushion in the shoe, some type of insult, but sometimes holds that since it's made to be like this, you don't have to be concerned that maybe it looks like as if you're being deceptive, you want to carry it outside, and you're allowed to put it on Shabbos. Shabbos, as Moshe writes, permitted to go out on Shabbos to the street with these tongs that are made from plastic that are placed in the neck of the sweatshirt or to make it stay well, or let's say collar stays, that's recognized for everyone that there's a need for putting it in to make the neck of the shirt straight. He adds on to the Kibbutzim regarding this, also since that these tongs don't have any other utility. Dish number 27, we said that there's a problem initially because if you put it in your mouth, it's like all refuah that we're going to because of shechigas hamamanim. However, Shachanach later on Simon Shin Chavches writes that you let it chew matzitichi if your intention is because of the breath. Mishnah Berurah explains about it that it's something that's made for good smell. It's not considered as refuah, and that's what Shana Lachas points out. Now, look at Rabbi Kvega and Mishnah is that he asks like this and. He writes the premise like the second reason that because it looks like you're being deceptive to carry out. Scheinberg explains that the peppercorn heals the cause, that for that the bad breath comes, and therefore you're not allowed to take it, which is not the case when you're just chewing this matzitichi that's only removing the smell, and that's why it's not considered as refuah. Now, regarding, so there's like mouthwash, that would be similar. Now, regarding putting the granule of salt in the mouth, he writes over here that the reason for the Isra is because of refuah and Shabbos. However, what the Ramah writes in Simen Kof Ayin, it's obvious that the salt is a Meichel Brim, is what healthy people eat. Shulchan Aruch later on Simen Shulchan Aruch paskins that anything that's a Meichel Brim be permitted to use for refuah and Shabbos. So that's what Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzah points out, that seemingly that should not be a problem. Dear Shru number 28, that we said that if it falls on the ground, that's the problem, not if it falls on the vessel. However, regarding returning a bandage that fell on the ground, in Simen Shin Chav Ches, the Mishnah writes that there's no problem with Gzeir Shechik Zeman because this bandage was already on from yesterday, and the prohibition of putting out the bandage only because of a concern that maybe you might smooth it on it to smooth out the different pits that you have on it, and you'll be violating Isma Machi. So Shain Lacha points out that that's for a different reason, seemingly. Dish number 29, Mishmurun Sivkat Nun Aleph, which we said that even if this string is a beautiful thing, it's not a takshid because it's a tzair for the malbush, and therefore it's considered like a handle of the garment, unless you're not going to take it off because you don't want the stockings to fall. So Dish 29 brings also cufflinks that are buttons that are designated for connecting the edges of the sleeve, this girl is permitted to go out with them because they're considered as a tarich of the malbush. Shlom Zaman holds that even if you're not closing the cufflinks, they're just there on the shirt sleeve, you have to look into it. Maybe it's permitted to go out with like that because if he wants to, he could close the sleeve with that. Now, regarding a belt that's not stitched to the garment, it's just through the loops, Shlom Zaman holds that you're allowed to go out with that to Rosh Hashanah, even when it's not girdled with it. Because since the norm of it to always be like that, and it's made to function in such a way, it's considered as part of the garment, you're allowed to carry it with it. But if it's not stitched to the garment, or it's not looped through loops, he holds that you're not allowed to go out with it, only if you're girdled with it, and he adds on over there that girdling, tying it in a loose way is not considered as chagira, as enough. Now, to go out with a handkerchief, by wrapping it around the sleeve of the shirt, to use it like a button, like a cufflink, Shlom Zaman holds, you have to look in if that would be permitted. Because even if he doesn't close the sleeve with a button, however, since it's recognized for everyone that he has a button on the sleeve, so tying it with a kerchief would not look like as if it was made for the garment. It's only because he wants to carry the handkerchief, so maybe that wouldn't really be permitted.